RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number three, the KNC masterpiece. Merry Christmas, everybody. Will Chambers in for either Kevin or Corey. Take your pick with Alec Medford. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Walker, we got Aiden coordinating your video on Twitch, YouTube, and 1053thefan.com. We'll hit the expressway coming up a little less than 20 minutes from now. Do some Cowboys thank you notes, and I'll be shepherded by Alec through the combo platter.
I can't wait for this one. You're going to get a chance to either give people their flowers or absolutely dunk on them for the gifts that they gave you.
Okay.
We'll get to that. It will be the Christmas gift edition. You're going to give us a sports opinion and tell us your favorite gift that you received or your least favorite. Because why not? So we'll get to that during the expressway.
We're going to do a little old fan jam staple, the news at noon, and start in the NBA. Okay, so that was an ugly start in the Mavericks-Warriors game. And then I'm like, how in the world did 68 points get scored in that first quarter? Like the first 6 minutes of it, and even PJ Carlissimo on the telecast was like, I'd like to say it's good defense being played, but neither team can make any shots. And then all of a sudden, boy, did they ever.
It was an ugly game. It was just ugly all around. I did not enjoy a single moment of this. You talk, we'll get to the injury and everything, but you mentioned the beginning of that game. 68 points in one quarter, and then you look and you see that 40 of them were Golden State, and then you just start to cry a little bit if you're me. But yeah, this was a lump of coal if I've ever seen it, because this is the ugliness of the roster that is currently constructed that is going to continue showing its face until they start selling off some pieces. Is it seems like when one person's having an off night, everybody's having an off night, because a lot of this is individualistic efforts, right? When you talk about AD and Cooper Flagg combining for over 60 points the other night, it's because they're taking the ball into their own hands. They are driving to the basket. They are coordinating the offense at any given moment. But whenever you start trying to facilitate the ball around and do your job a little bit more and other guys aren't knocking down their shots, you start playing hero ball and it gets very, very isolated and one-dimensional. And everybody starts missing their shots. And you get that on a game-to-game basis with this team, which is so irritating, because you saw in that big game from Cooper Flagg earlier this week, he made his first 7 shots and then went on a heater, and it's like Anthony Davis starts feeling that too. And the energy permeates throughout the team, right? You see Ryan Nemhard get on the floor, and he starts scoring at a high rate too. This team really feeds off of each other until things go wrong, and they almost forget every set that they run. They forget every look that they run, where the ball is supposed to move around, and it gets very stale.
I read this sentence this morning and I was like, what? Maverick center Anthony Davis didn't return after exiting in the second quarter with groin spasms.
Been there.
I have never heard of... Am I the crazy one, Kevin? Alec and I have already talked about this. Have you ever heard of groin spasms? I'd never heard of it before.
I guess...
Never experienced it either. I mean, I've pulled it.
I guess when it comes to Anthony Davis, if I see a medical next to it, I mean, I could get ball sacked, really, because if they just put a medical term next to Anthony Davis, I'll just believe it, honestly, at this point. But no, I can't say that I've ever heard of it.
That was a new one for me. I'd never... I mean, that sounds awful.
Oh, yeah, they're not fun. I've been there. It's a real thing.
Oh, my goodness. Very real thing.
Yeah. Back, I want to say junior year of high school track season, I pulled the groin.
Yeah.
But that turned into, because I kept on trying to run on it, you know, I think that just irritated it. And that's when I could be sitting
in a chair.
Came
back too soon.
Yeah. I could be sitting in a chair just like this. And tightens up on you, loosens up on you. This sounds crazy out of context. You just got to believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not fun. They're not a... It wasn't a long-term thing for me. It was like a week. But yeah, I definitely got back at it too soon.
I've experienced spasms in my calves, in my hamstrings, in my quad, my back. I like pretty much every other muscle or tendon or ligament. I feel like I have never experienced that, nor have I ever heard of it. But hey, maybe that's...
I hope you don't.
Me too.
That makes it tough to walk. Two of us. And do other things.
Christmas NBA stuff. The Lakers looked awful, and their coach was not happy after. Here's J.J. Redick.
It's a matter of making the choice. And too often we have guys that don't want to make that choice. And it's pretty consistent who those guys are. And so Saturday's practice, I told the guys, it's going to be uncomfortable. The meeting is going to be uncomfortable. I'm not doing another 53 games like this.
What he said at the very beginning of that clip was, they don't want it enough.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's a former player, a recent former player, really speaking what he actually thinks, which I love. I don't know how much I love doing that to the media before you have the chance to sit down and really talk with the team. Because he goes in the locker room and he talks to them for a little bit, then he does media after, right? I'd wait until like after the next practice and be like, yeah, so the conversation afterwards looked like this. And so that... I think in a good way is going
to
light a fire.
That I'm with you. I love it.
I love it.
But to me, that's the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like... I've always said this about... I heard Dawson talking about like college and pro basketball the other day, and he was right about it totally. The reason why I prefer the college game, as opposed to not just my fandom or anything like that, is because, like, let's say if you, like, unfocused your eyes.
Yeah.
And you got two TVs up, right? And they both have a basketball game on. But it's, you know, you just unfocus them. There's one where there's constant movement, and then there's one that isn't. The NBA is one that isn't. If we're talking about quality of basketball, It is so not even close. You could watch 6 minutes of a college game and nobody could score. I mean, it could be some good defense or just, you know, not good enough shooters. Everybody on the floor in the NBA, if they're left open, I mean, it's drippy every single time. So it's not even close. But there is just more movement in it. And that's why you always see college coaches, you know, they're yelling and screaming and like, dude, I'm moving this and that. You don't see it at all in the NBA. They just kind of go when they need to.
There's one player that has made me come to a realization about NBA players, especially like role players and veterans in the league. Andre Drummond this season is shooting 41% from three. That shows me that players in the NBA today are just generally lazy. Because Andre Drummond is not known as the three-point shooter. I know he doesn't play the most minutes and everything, but the fact that he is consistently knocking down corner threes
is wild.
For Philadelphia, is that just shows me that guys in the league don't really care sometimes. And it fits everything that J.J. Redick said. You can show up one day, and I know it's a long season in the NBA, and it's okay for one day to have a tough day. But a lot of these guys come in, and they just go through the motions. They are so incredibly lazy at times when, like you said, you leave any NBA player on earth wide open at the three-point line.
They're going to knock it down.
They're going to knock it down because they are that talented, and they are that skilled. The want to from some of these guys, especially names like on the Lakers, not great. But for the Lakers specifically, it's tough when your three best players are awful defenders too. So you're asking them to carry a lot of weight on one end of the floor because you know they can't carry it on the other. And then the other guys, the role players and the other two starters that we're talking about for the Lakers, it seems like they just don't want it. Like Redick says, there's a lot of standing around. There's a lot of moping around in the corner waiting for a look to be force-fed to you. There's a lot of standing and waiting. And like you said, there's no movement. There's no scrambling around trying to find a new set, trying to find a wide-open look. There's nothing. The Lakers are just an ugly, weird-constructed team.
By the way, the Spurs are here.
Oh, yeah.
Here. They're here. The third time in 2 weeks that they've just, you know, opened up a can pretty much on the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are here. Do we have something? There's something up with my ex.
We got something from Shams.
Oh, yeah?
On Anthony Davis.
Oh.
He has sustained a minor groin strain and is likely to miss a few games. Sources tell ESPN, mentions that he is a significant trade target and he will be evaluated daily. They've been taking a cautious approach with injuries the Mavericks had specifically for Davis and will continue to do just that. So sounds like just a few games for AD, which at this point, any time is time missed.
What the hell is going on with X here? What is it, chat now? What are my DMs, my inbox?
Oh, you're on that side of it now, yeah.
What the heck is... I don't even...
The DMs are screwed up and weird. They ruined it.
Yeah, Kevin gets in my ear. He's like, I'm sending you something. I got a tweet from Shams. I'm like, okay. And I look over here. I'm like...
Whole new tab.
Oh, great.
Whole new tab.
Oh, God.
It's...
God, I hate that thing.
Yeah. That app is...
He's out with spasms. Mild groin strain. Uncomfortable. Hey, did you see this? Couple of things. One, that University of Michigan is targeting, he's not former coach yet, but Kyle Whittingham, Utah's coach, who said he was stepping down after the bowl game this year.
Yeah.
He said he was entering the transfer portal. He had kind of joked that he wasn't retiring. Well, it looks like Michigan is doing that. And also Trey Wisner, Kevin. What do we think about that? Running back Trey Wisner is... entering the transfer portal and departing from the University of Texas.
Yeah, so we have no one left. Texas, as you could imagine, is going to have to attack the transfer portal, especially for the running back room. I think we have two running backs on roster right now that aren't, you know, like signees or guys already in high school, which I feel comfortable about that position. But Yeah, Baxter's in the transfer portal. Wisner's in the transfer portal. So
why is he transferring?
Probably wants other opportunities somewhere else. Maybe didn't like the scheme that he was fit with Sarkisian. He never really got he kind of had like a Jaden Blue situation where he was kind of thrown in there, but he just never really got the chance to shine. I just don't know. And for Baxter, health just wasn't on his side when he was with Texas. So they're going to have to reevaluate the running back room for sure.
Thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. And the Whittingham thing, I got to give our old friend Carter Freeman his flowers on that one. He called it perfectly.
Really?
He said, don't think he's retiring. I think it's the right move, the only right move, because how do you move on from years of scandal and bad headlines and stuff? You get somebody as serious as Whittingham, nobody's ever going to question his competence and just like leading men and managing personalities.
His style is, you know, tough, you know, real physical offensive and defensive line. So that, that fits Michigan football to me.
It definitely does. And he's going to command a different kind of mentality, and he's going to straighten things up. And you mentioned really tough-nosed. And the guy himself, he's what? On the almost 70? On the wrong side of 60 for sure. But he looks like he hasn't missed a workout in decades.
Like, no doubt.
This is a Michigan football guy.
Yeah.
This is a home run of a hire if and when it gets finalized.
Love it.
I love it.
I love it. All right. A little bit of news bits for you there. Let's head into the expressway. Some Cowboys thank you notes and the combo platter. All next here in the Masterpiece.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.